This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Working together is better than working against each other. That explains the agreement reached last week between the Lummi Nation and seven Whatcom County dairy farmers to clean up Portage Bay and resume shellfish harvesting. Rich Apple is one of the dairy farmers who helped negotiate the deal and says it beats the alternative.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, having a relationship with the tribe and showing how we operate our farms, getting that transparency is important. When we look around and see other farmers and tribes that have figured out how to work together, it's always the best solution. And we felt like for both their shell harvesters and for the farmers, the best thing that could happen is to have a working relationship between the two.
Apple says the agreement had to happen.
You know, I think we saw that if lawsuits were to come into the county, I think overall ag is very vulnerable from this kind of thing. And if lawsuits would have come to these several farms, we feel it very likely would have been the end of those farms. I don't know if anybody can withstand a lawsuit. And a lot of dollars would be spent by both the tribe and farmers. And you're not solving the problem.
Solving the problem includes both sides working together with experts to develop water quality improvement plans for individual farms. Roughly 735 acres of shellfish beds in Portage Bay were closed in September of 2014.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.